And throughout the month of January, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckerd every Wednesday. And we're continuing this great topic. Family conflict is normal. It's the repair that matters. And I realized I didn't even say hello, Kimberly.
Hi, Mike.
I knew you were there. So hello. Nice to talk with you. And this great topic we've got going for the month of January.
Well, I like that you actually made a mistake, because then we can do a repair, Mike.
Ooh.
What just happened? Do you see that?
I make a lot of mistakes, Kimberly, so we'll be making repairs all my life.
And that's what we're talking about today, is how to do an authentic repair.
Nice.
There are infinite varieties of repairs, and you just saw or listened to Mike and I do one. They can vary in a number of ways, depending on your child's age, their temperament, and how serious the rift was.
Okay.
Infants need physical contact and the restoration of love and security. So you really got to pick them up, right? If there's been a repair or a mismatch, or where you haven't solved, you know, are they hungry, dirty diaper, or they just were lonely. With older children, they need affection and more words. Teenagers may need more complex conversations. Individual children also vary in their style. Some might need you to say some words. Others may not even be fazed by what you just did. It doesn't even bug them. Your style might not match the child's, and this is what requires us to stretch as parents. So some glitches are little and just need a check-in, but deeper wounds may need several conversations, not just one. So here's the first thing that is important in an authentic repair. You have to start by acknowledging the offense. So when you think of the offense that you've done, it's really important to put that into words. You want to try to understand the hurt you've caused, even if you didn't mean to. So it might sound like this. Did I hurt you? Help me to understand how. This can be humbling, and depending on the family you were raised in, might be a brand new skill. But this requires that we listen with an open heart when we ask a person this question. We want to try not to undermine the apology by adding buts, like blaming the child for being sensitive, for being ill-behaved, or that they deserved what happened. Any attempt to gloss over, minimize, or dilute the wound isn't an authentic repair. Children have a keen sense for authenticity. Faking it will not work. Diana DeVicci, whose article inspired this month's conversation, said that once a spiritual teacher said to her, "It is acknowledging the wound that gets the thorn out."
That's a good point. Acknowledge the offense. Yeah, if you don't do that, you're kind of not moving forward at all.
Right, exactly.
I like that. Well, we'll continue with some more of this discussion next Wednesday. Kimberly, wanted to get a chance for you to share some information about Eckerd Psychology and Education Center with our listeners.
Yes, so as listeners are becoming more aware, we now have a south location, so you can visit us in the north or the south. We do provide online counseling services as well. And this month, I'm highlighting Faye Gosnell, our in-house family therapist. And I really encourage you to consider the value of engaging in family therapy. It's a tremendous gift that you can give to your children in teaching them how to do authentic repairs.
EckerdCenter.com to find out more about Kimberly and her team and to contact them, book the appointment. And of course, we give away a free consultation every week, Kimberly.
Yes. So let's go with listener number six.
Listener six. Caller six right now, 403-276-8888. Give me a call and we'll connect with you again next Wednesday, Kimberly.
Sounds great, Mike.